This is the listening part of the final exam held at Poznan University of Technology. You are going to do two separate listening tasks. The recordings will be played twice. Now turn to task one. You have 60 seconds to look at the content of this task.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this update on the business. As you know, the company is expanding and we've recently taken on new staff. We currently have operations in more than 100 countries and have been looking into places we feel there is potential for growth. As you all know, selling medical equipment does not end with the sale, and it's the service we supply to our customers that has made our business so successful for nearly 8 decades. We need people in the market to explain our wide range of products, as well as to help out with support when technical problems arise. Based on our market research, we have chosen 3 countries where we see opportunities for growth, namely Norway, Saudi Arabia, and Argentina. For this reason, we are looking for personnel to send on secondment to these countries. Norway currently spends about 10% of its GDP on healthcare, third worldwide after the USA and Switzerland. Of this money, about 1.75 billion euros goes for equipment for medical and dental purposes, and this will most likely increase in the future. They have limited domestic production, so we have a good chance here to supply what they need. On the downside, most of the business is done in Norwegian, so we may need to look for employees who speak it or feel they can learn the local language in a short period of time. In the Arab world, a quickly growing market is Saudi Arabia. Although they spend under 5% of GDP on healthcare, they still spend an enormous amount on medical equipment. They are building new hospitals, and although much of the funding for medical equipment comes from government outlays, approximately 21% of the market is private. Due to laws and customs within Saudi Arabia, we would need to send a male and a female employee who speak a high level of English there. We have a strong foothold in South America, although sales have been decreasing recently in some places. In Argentina, however, we are seeing growth, and they are currently importing some 775 million euros worth of equipment and around 1 billion individual units. These include investments in large equipment for hospitals, as well as syringes and other instruments, which are bought in large quantities for doctors' offices and pharmacies. We predict this figure will rise and would like to expand our support staff there as quickly as possible. Healthcare costs are about 7% of GDP, one of the highest in South America. Although some medical needs are supplied locally, they need high-tech equipment, making them an excellent market for us. Ideally, anyone we send should be able to speak Spanish, although the medical profession generally speaks English as well. As these secondment assignments will most likely last between 6 months and 2 years, we are asking people interested to contact their managers and set up an appointment with HR in the next 3 weeks. There are many details to work out, including replacements for people here in Germany or our other offices around Europe, moving expenses, accommodation, salaries, and plans for returning to your original jobs. Please let us know if you might be interested. As someone who has been on secondment abroad, I can highly recommend it as a learning and development experience. Thank you all for your attention. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this update on the business. As you know, the company is expanding, and we've recently taken on new staff. We currently have operations in more than 100 countries and have been looking into places we feel there is potential for growth. As you all know, selling medical equipment does not end with the sale, and it's the service we supply to our customers that has made our business so successful for nearly 8 decades. We need people in the market to explain our wide range of products, as well as to help out with support when technical problems arise. Based on our market research, we have chosen 3 countries where we see opportunities for growth, namely Norway, Saudi Arabia, and Argentina. For this reason, we are looking for personnel to send on secondment to these countries. Norway currently spends about 10% of its GDP on healthcare, third worldwide after the USA and Switzerland. Of this money, about 1.75 billion euros goes for equipment for medical and dental purposes, and this will most likely increase in the future. They have limited domestic production, so we have a good chance here to supply what they need. On the downside, most of the business is done in Norwegian, so we may need to look for employees who speak it or feel they can learn the local language in a short period of time. In the Arab world, a quickly growing market is Saudi Arabia. Although they spend under 5% of GDP on healthcare, they still spend an enormous amount on medical equipment. They are building new hospitals, and although much of the funding for medical equipment comes from government outlays, approximately 21% of the market is private. Due to laws and customs within Saudi Arabia, we would need to send a male and a female employee who speak a high level of English there. We have a strong foothold in South America, although sales have been decreasing recently in some places. In Argentina, however, we are seeing growth, and they are currently importing some 775 million euros worth of equipment and around 1 billion individual units. These include investments in large equipment for hospitals, as well as syringes and other instruments, which are bought in large quantities for doctors' offices and pharmacies. We predict this figure will rise and would like to expand our support staff there as quickly as possible. Healthcare costs are about 7% of GDP, one of the highest in South America. Although some medical needs are supplied locally, they need high-tech equipment, making them an excellent market for us. Ideally, anyone we send should be able to speak Spanish, although the medical profession generally speaks English as well. As these secondment assignments will most likely last between 6 months and 2 years, we are asking people interested to contact their managers and set up an appointment with HR in the next 3 weeks. There are many details to work out, including replacements for people here in Germany or our other offices around Europe, moving expenses, accommodation, salaries, and plans for returning to your original jobs. Please let us know if you might be interested. As someone who has been on secondment abroad, I can highly recommend it as a learning and development experience. Thank you all for your attention.
This is the end of task 1. Now turn to task 2. You have 60 seconds to look at the content of task 2.
So, in conclusion, that's why I think we should further develop our banking app to include customer features which can help them track their spending and also give them personalised tips linked to their spending habits.
Thanks, Charlie. That was very interesting, though I'm sorry to say I'm not entirely convinced. Both of your proposals will cost time and money to develop, and we simply don't have a lot of either at the moment.
That may be true, Marianne, but when you consider the big picture, you'll see that our market share is shrinking.
Okay, you're not wrong there.
We should rethink our current strategy, as otherwise we'll lose out to our competitors. The overall market has become more competitive with new virtual banking services. This idea is the best opportunity we have of offering added value to our existing customers and to make us interesting for new customers in the short term.
That may be, but we simply don't have the budget for it. What you're suggesting will cost too much.
I can see why there might be objections. However, if we want to create something quickly that's of high quality, then we need to spend the money.
I see your point. But maybe we should look at other options, such
as... Let me break down the main reasons this proposal is the best one we have. Firstly, we already have a banking app. It's not like we have to build something from scratch.
That's true.
Secondly, our users are asking for more features when giving online reviews of our app. And finally, we can make it sticky so we don't lose customers.
Sorry?
By sticky, I mean we can try to make customers dependent on these features so they're less likely to switch banks.
I see.
You'll see I also have the backing of the others in the room.
Yes, me too. Okay, Charlie, I take your point and I can sense your personal investment in this idea also. But committing to this action would mean taking on more things to do in your role. I don't want you getting distracted from the main areas we've budgeted for.
I understand, but we're all in this together. We won't achieve our collective targets if we don't spread our focus area and consider redistributing the budget.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Of course, Marco, go ahead.
Charlie has laid out the situation very clearly. And as I see it, if we fail to act, then we lose an opportunity to engage our customers. How about if we do go for the first feature, the one that tracks spending? We can do this quickly and to a high standard. And this is something that will have a real impact on customer engagement and satisfaction.
Yes, good idea, Marco. And then we move a little slower with the second feature, the one with personalised tips. The consequences of that would be that the overall cost is lower. We still do it to a high quality, just not as quickly, so we don't have to drop other priorities. These are the reasons which warrant doing it this way.
Okay, Charlie, you're persistent. And you've convinced me. Please draw up a new draft budget as you're proposing.
Thanks, Marianne. Will do. So, in conclusion, that's why I think we should further develop our banking app to include customer features which can help them track their spending and also give them personalised tips linked to their spending habits.
Thanks, Charlie. That was very interesting, though I'm sorry to say I'm not entirely convinced. Both of your proposals will cost time and money to develop, and we simply don't have a lot of either at the moment.
That may be true, Marianne, but when you consider the big picture, you'll see that our market share is shrinking.
Okay, you're not wrong there.
We should rethink our current strategy, as otherwise we'll lose out to our competitors. The overall market has become more competitive with new virtual banking services. This idea is the best opportunity we have of offering added value to our existing customers and to make us interesting for new customers in the short term.
That may be, but we simply don't have the budget for it. What you're suggesting will cost too much.
I can see why there might be objections. However, if we want to create something quickly that's of high quality, then we need to spend the money.
I see your point. But maybe we should look at other options, such
as... Let me break down the main reasons this proposal is the best one we have. Firstly, we already have a banking app. It's not like we have to build something from scratch.
That's true.
Secondly, our users are asking for more features when giving online reviews of our app. And finally, we can make it sticky so we don't lose customers.
Sorry?
By sticky, I mean we can try to make customers dependent on these features so they're less likely to switch banks.
I see.
You'll see I also have the backing of the others in the room.
Yes, me too. Okay, Charlie. I take your point and I can sense your personal investment in this idea also. But committing to this action would mean taking on more things to do in your role. I don't want you getting distracted from the main areas we've budgeted for.
I understand, but we're all in this together. We won't achieve our collective targets if we don't spread our focus area and consider redistributing the budget.
Can I jump in here for a second?
Of course, Marco, go ahead.
Charlie has laid out the situation very clearly. And as I see it, if we fail to act, then we lose an opportunity to engage our customers. How about if we do go for the first feature, the one that tracks spending? We can do this quickly and to a high standard. And this is something that will have a real impact on customer engagement and satisfaction.
Yes, good idea, Marco. And then we move a little slower with the second feature, the one with personalized tips. The consequences of that would be that the overall cost is lower. We still do it to a high quality, just not as quickly, so we don't have to drop other priorities. These are the reasons which warrant doing it this way.
Okay, Charlie, you're persistent. And you've convinced me. Please draw up a new draft budget as you're proposing.
Thanks, Marianne. Will do.
This is the end of the listening part.